Are you able to believe in a loving presence who desires the best for you and the whole universe? That is the question that we have heard from Fred Rogers tonight. Fred Rogers, our beloved Mr. Rogers, had a wonderful way of opening up larger-than-life questions. Questions that get to ultimate meaning. Yet every time he asks a question that large, it seems to encounter us in a place that's so close. His transcendent questions turn into ones that are so intimate for us, as we all seek to belong to the love that is part of the question. Are you able to believe in a loving presence who desires the best for you and the whole universe? Fred Rogers was so good at asking questions like this. In 1997, he received an Emmy. It was for a Lifetime Achievement Award. And when it was time for him to give his acceptance speech, he opened up another larger-than-life question, one that gets to ultimate meaning, and yet it encountered everybody right in the heart, so close and so intimate. While he was on that stage in front of everybody, he asked everyone to ponder, "Who are the people who loved you into being?" What an amazingly worded question. It has large meaning, and it hits home to every single one of us. So during that moment, when he could have been rattling off a list of his own names with their own forms of gratitude, Fred Rogers asked that large question and then gave 10 seconds of silence for everyone to answer that. And so all of these television stars were sitting out there in the audience, teary. And I tear up every time I see that. You can watch this moment on YouTube. It's so beautiful. We have these large questions that invite us to a place of tenderness, kindness, intimacy, and connection. He was so good at these. He asks us, are you able to believe in a loving presence who desires the best for you and the whole universe? Of course, Fred Rogers didn't only ask questions. He had many kind and beautiful statements. Because every morning for generations of children, he communicated through a television set of all things. He said statements like, "You are special and you have worth." Every single child is special and has worth. And as all of us grow to adulthood, that specialness and worth remain. They cannot be lost. They can never be lost. And Fred Rogers' faith played a large role in how he came to believe these simple statements and larger-than-life questions. They affected how he viewed the world and how he viewed other people. As you'll see from his bio at the front of the leaflet, Fred Rogers went to seminary. He was Reverend Mr. Rogers. He was an ordained Presbyterian minister. He is the only Presbyterian who has ever been ordained to television. His faith played a large role in how he was able to see this specialness and worth in every person. After all, it is the way of Jesus to welcome children. It is the way of Jesus to welcome all people as children of God. As our gospel lesson says tonight, in the midst of his disciples, Jesus took a child and placed that child before them, saying, "Whoever welcomes a child in my name welcomes me." So when we welcome children, little children or grown-up children, when we welcome one another fully, when we dare to say the absolutely simple and absolutely revolutionary statement, "You are a child of God. You are special, and you have worth that can never be taken away." When we say words like that, we walk in the way of Jesus. This message is absolutely simple, and it is absolutely revolutionary. And you know, I feel like we need it more than ever. When I moved to Ann Arbor about 2.5 years ago, I feel like I stepped into a culture that is different than any other culture I've ever experienced before. It is a culture of achievement. It is one of perfectionism. It is one of striving. Now, I can relate to that. When I was in high school and when I was in college, achievement mattered to me. I was one of those people trying to be an overachiever. Grades mattered to me. Image mattered to me. But when I moved to Ann Arbor, I realized I had never seen something like this on such a large cultural scale. It means that people are always running from one thing to the next, trying to keep up, often filled with anxiety. You know, a lot of people experience Ann Arbor as a pride culture. And I say that because we have ways of conveying that to the world. We have mottos like, "We're the leaders and the best. We're the victors." And we have statements like that because we do achieve a lot here. But even though some may experience Ann Arbor as a pride culture, what I have come to learn is that Ann Arbor seems to me to be a shame culture. A shame culture. Guilt tells us I've done something wrong. But shame tells us there's something wrong with me. In this kind of culture of overachievement and perfectionism, we can easily be running around feeling as though we will never measure up, that somehow we're less. Somehow we convey less of a sense of worth. I feel like we need this message more than ever, because when we think about pride, we seem larger than we are. But when we operate out of shame, we're coming from a place that is less than we are. Either way, when we vacillate back and forth, we're not quite rooted in what is most true. And what is most true is that simple and revolutionary message. It's this: you are a child of God. You are special, and you have worth that can never be taken away. Not by any experience, not by any person or group, not by any sense of failing. That worth is ours. It is our God-given birthright. It is something we cannot lose, and so we lean into it. So can we be people who believe that there is a loving presence who desires what is best for us? Can we believe that this kind of love grounds us? But Fred Rogers' question is even larger. The question says, are we able to believe there is a loving presence who not only desires the best for us, but for the entire universe? We can talk about Ann Arbor culture, but of course we know that folks from Ann Arbor are, by and large, quite privileged. Not everybody, but many. in this political season, we continue to hear an array of messages. And these days, we are hearing very loudly that some people are less than. It might be defined in particular ways or sometimes subtly stated or hinted, but the message comes through loud and clear that some seem to convey less worth based on their religion, their nation, national origin, their race, their gender identity, their sexual orientation. We hear these messages over and over through words and through actions. The primary is coming up just this Tuesday, and I'm not going to tell anybody who to vote for. So I hope I won't get in trouble for this, but I keep thinking about Mr. Trump and many of the statements he has been making. And I keep thinking about what some are saying in our nation to describe who he is and what he is accomplishing. I hear people say, "I like him because he tells it how it is. He tells it like it is." And I have a feeling that when people say that, some may be referring to his boisterous personality, but others, and perhaps many others, are saying this man is daring to say racist and bigoted things. And we like him because he tells it how it is. I find myself asking, does he tell it how it really is? Because if Donald Trump, or if any of us, were to tell it how it really is, we wouldn't be defining some as less than. We would be upholding the absolute intrinsic worth that is found in every human being made in the image of God. To tell it like it truly is to say something like Jesus would say, to say something like Mr. Rogers would say, "You are a child of God, and you are special. You have a worth that can never be taken away, not by any experience, not by any person or group, not by any sense of failing, and also never by any form of identity." And my friends, when we are willing to answer that question that Fred Rogers asks, are we willing and able to believe in a loving presence that desires the best for us and the universe? When we answer that question with an emphatic yes, we are living as ambassadors of this great love, of the very loving presence that finds us, that claims us, that grounds us, and sends us to share such a message with others. So I'll say it once again. Perhaps we need to hear this tonight. Perhaps we need to carry these words forward to those who desperately need to hear it, not only spoken, but also enacted. Here they are, these words. You are a child of God. You are special. And you have a sense of worth that can never be taken away. You are loved through and through. And that, my friends, is telling it like it is. Amen.